Okay, we're back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. Well, credit has always been an important aspect of the retail business in general and certainly has been an invaluable part of the growth of the floor covering industry. We're going to talk about that this morning. We have on the line with us from GE Money, Greg Pittman. He is VP and General Manager of Retail Sales. And, Greg, it's good to have you with us on this program.
It's good to be here, Dave. Thank you.
And I have to admit, I don't know five things about credit in this business other than I can remember back when most sales, and I think it was probably 20 years ago or so, maybe a little bit more than that, most sales in the floor covering business were handled on a cash basis. I guess that's changed pretty dramatically.
Yeah, it has. Actually, just in terms of total retail sales, credit probably makes up over 60% of all of the retail sales that happen in flooring today. So it's changed pretty dramatically over the last 20 years or so.
I gotcha. Talk a little bit about GE Money, if you would, how they became involved in the floor covering industry.
Well, Dave, actually, GE Money has a pretty long history in consumer financing. We really trace our roots back to the 1930s when we began financing for our appliance business. And since that time, we've expanded in probably more than 20 other industries, including flooring. And since then, we've established some very strong relationships with many key flooring partners in the industry. And those relationships are still going pretty strong today.
I was on your website, and I saw some of your retail partners, which was basically a who's who of the retail business, it seems. Talk about the retailers that you're involved with in the floor covering business and any other companies in the floor covering business that you're involved with.
We do business with a lot of the major retailers, and probably, you know, some of the bigger ones would be like Mohawk Industries, which is one of the leading flooring manufacturers, as well as several other retailers. Empire Flooring is another pretty large player in the flooring industry, and really we have relationship with really thousands of small mom and pop mid-sized dealers throughout the country.
I gotcha. Now, it seems to me, and I guess I've gathered this from earlier interviews, that it appears like consumers out there across the board, I'm not talking just about floor coverings, but seem to be pretty astute as it relates to what credit options are out there. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I do. I think one of the things that's happening is, particularly with the advent of the Internet, consumers have a lot more information at their fingertips. And today, they really have the ability to do a lot of the research. So when they're thinking about making a purchase, they can go out and do that research. And so consumers realize that in order to get those things that they really want, that financing is a key piece of that equation, and they have the ability to go out and do the research and really see what kind of options are out there. And when they go to the retailers, they're looking for those options.
I see. Now, you had mentioned the percentage of credit purchases in the floor covering business. What is that across the board, retail in general? What percentage are made with some sort of a credit option?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say. When you talk about retail in general, you're talking some pretty big numbers. They get pretty big pretty fast.
Yeah.
Our total retail market in the U.S. is about $4 trillion, and that's trillion with a T. And about $880 billion of those retail sales come in on credit. So you're talking some pretty big numbers. And what we've seen is that, you know, the amount of credit that within the retail segment really varies by what industry segment you're in. So when you're in very mature segments where people have seen credit and used to it, like furniture, flooring, the amount of credit can be as high as 60%. In some of the other newer industries, like in some of our auto service and repair, where credit savviness is not as high, you know, you can be as low as 2 or 3%. So it really varies.
I see. Now, you're also involved in furniture and some other areas. How do floor coverings, in terms of percentage of credit sales versus cash, how do they stack up against some of these other industries you're involved in?
I think floor covering and furniture, I would say, are very similar in that credit sales are a significant piece of the equation compared to the cash. And when you think of credit, you really can think of in terms of there are two types. There's the general bank card credit, you know, your Visa, MasterCard, kind of a general purpose credit. And then there's the in-store credit piece. Probably the general bank card credit is probably the biggest piece of the pie right now, but in-store credit has been, over the last several years, been rapidly increased in terms of the percentage of the overall purchase.
I see. Would you have any kind of idea as to credit purchases broken down by floor covering category, carpet, hardwood flooring, or isn't that available?
Don't have a lot of that data available down in that category. We deal with financing for a lot of these dealers, and they actually have just thousands of SKUs, and so it's kind of really hard to break it down and get the detail in terms of the different types of products.
I see. Now, Greg, you touched a little bit on some of the tools that are out there, some of the really popular offerings that are available to consumers through various retailers. Talk about what they are. What are the most popular offerings?
Well, probably one of the offerings that's become pretty much a standard these days is the 12-month deferred financing. And what that is basically it's the credit promotion where an individual has the ability to purchase the product, take it home. The retailer gets funded from us within 48 hours, but the consumer has over 12 months to pay. And in some of those promotions, they don't have any payments for the 12-month period. Now, if they don't pay the financing off, then all of the interest accrues become due at the end of the 12-month period. But we find it's a great deal, and our consumers love it because, you know, more than 80% of them pay it off, and so they get to use GE's money for 12 months and not have to pay any interest.
12 months, same as cash. That's one of that's way up there on the top of the list, then.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty high on the list these days.
What do consumers do? Do they just, you know, they have the cash, they just don't want to part with it on the front end, or do they sock it away themselves, or how do you suppose most consumers handle that?
Well, I think what happened is, and it's still kind of something that we see in just the U.S. market, consumers still like to compartmentalize their purchases. So consumers may have the cash, but on that general purpose card, they like to have that freed up for certain other things they want to do, and when they're making a big ticket purchase like flooring or furniture, consumers will go out and use available credit in the marketplace for just that specific purchase so they can leave other forms of payment open for other things they want to do.
I see. I suspect retailers who are not as involved in credit as others really lose out, don't they, in terms of sales?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, from the data that we've seen, the ticket size for someone using an in-store credit program is almost 200% greater than someone who's just using just a general-purpose bank card. And it's even higher than that when you are using just cash. So if you have a business and you're not using some form of credit, and I'd say if you're not using an in-store credit program, you're probably really losing out on a substantial amount of sales and your ability to have your consumers be able to afford bigger ticket items. I think the other thing that you're missing out on as well when you don't have the program is you don't have a logical way to connect with your consumers. The other thing that you get with an in-store credit program, Dave, is you have the ability to know who those consumers are. So later on, you can communicate with them in very cost-effective ways through statements and other kind of vehicles and give them messages and also tell them about future upcoming events.
Interesting. And that's that's invaluable, I would have to imagine.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Now, I can't imagine there's a lot of retailers out there that don't offer some type of credit anymore. Are there such retailers out there?
There actually are. I mean, there's still a significant portion of, I would say, small and mid-sized businesses who don't offer in-store credit. And some of them, a lot of them we find will generally at least offer Visa and MasterCard. But we think if you're not offering an in-store credit program, one that you have the ability to establish that relationship, you're probably still missing out.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation. We're talking this morning with Greg Pittman, VP and General Manager of Retail Sales at GE Money. We'll air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.